Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
Driving Volkswagen's compact T-Cross SUV, the better equipped T-Cross style with several options fitted and an optional turquoise metallic paint as tested, $36,190. As I said earlier, not inexpensive and pushing into larger SUV territory where there's some value-packed small SUVs. But this is the first German-built compact SUV, the equipment list extensive, and it has a rather spacious and classy interior. Featuring a 1-litre, 3-cylinder, 85-kilowatt turbo engine linked to a 7-speed dual-clutch automatic. From rest, this gearbox can still be a little hesitant at times, but underway it's super smooth and responsive, and with paddle shifters you can also quickly override the automatic shifts. Slip the automatic into the sporty S-drive mode and the 3-cylinder turbo really lights up. Nice progressive engine performance with 200 Nm of torque. It needs dearer 95 RON petrol, whereas most compact SUVs run on regular. However, economy is good and I average 6.1 litres per 100. Remember, this compact VW T-Cross is front drive only. It's a city slicker and suspension-wise, it's set up well for ride comfort. Particularly nice steering and an easy driver with a great digital dash layout and customisable instrument display and integrated navigation. My only driving dislike was the overactive lane keep assist function. How many times have I said that? I simply find them too intrusive. I'm David Berthon.